Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the day is starting with clear skies and a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, you can expect pleasant weather, while Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny morning. Haifa is also looking bright, perfect for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Greece have finalized a $3.5 billion missile defense deal, according to the Jerusalem Post. This is the largest defense export agreement in the history of Israel-Greece relations. Also, Khamenei's son has urged Muslim nations to unite against Israel, and the U.S. Walla reports that he labeled them as enemies of the Islamic world. Also this hour, former IDF generals have expressed concern over settler violence. Ynet highlights their warning of a growing threat to Israel itself. Separately, Iran and Hamas are reportedly increasing attack plots in the West Bank. This warning comes from I-24 News. And finally, a Jewish Zionist politician has joined the Arab party Ra'am. JTA reports this move is aimed at defeating Netanyahu in the upcoming elections. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, shared earlier today that great powers often overestimate themselves and underestimate adversaries, citing Putin and Ukraine as examples. Hen Madzig broke the news that Hakeem Jeffries condemned antisemitism in a recent CNN interview, criticizing Hassan Piker by name. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's Minister of Justice, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the Gaza Support Center in Kiryat Gat. This comes after the Netherlands enacted a law banning trade with Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories, starting with Israel's defense deal with Greece. The Jerusalem Post reports that the agreement, named the Achilles Shield, marks a significant milestone in bilateral relations. The deal not only boosts defense capabilities, but also strengthens diplomatic ties between the two nations. For Israel, it represents a major step in expanding its defense exports. Turning to Khamenei's son's recent call for unity among Muslim countries, Walla outlines how he emphasized the need to recognize Israel and the U.S. as common adversaries. This statement comes amidst heightened tensions and is likely to influence regional alliances. For Israel, it signifies a potential shift in regional dynamics. Meanwhile, former IDF generals are raising alarms about settler violence. Ynet's report details concerns that such actions could undermine Israel's security and international standing. These warnings from high-ranking officials highlight the internal challenges Israel faces. The implications could affect both domestic policy and international perceptions. Separately, I-24 News reports that Iranian and Hamas efforts to target the West Bank are intensifying. Israeli authorities are on high alert following these developments. This situation underscores the ongoing security threats Israel contends with daily. For civilians, it presents an ever-present risk to safety. Lastly, JTA covers the political shift as Yoav Segalovitz joins Ra'amam. This strategic move aims to consolidate opposition against Netanyahu. As elections approach, it could sway voter dynamics and reshape political alliances. For Israelis, it introduces new possibilities in the political landscape. On the economic front, first, Oak Security is adapting to industry changes by automating its processes. CTEC reports that this move is in response to competitive pressures in the security sector. Separately, the president of the Manufacturers Association is calling for a reduction in interest rates. Israel Hayom Business highlights the need for relief for the self-employed and the public. And finally, Volkswagen is in talks with Rafael about producing the Iron Dome. According to Globes, state and federal involvement is expected to address challenges and foster collaboration. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.